Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are, Sheni, for Parshas Vayitze. Vayis Yaakov Raglov, Vayelech Artsa V'nei Kedem. And Yaakov lifted up his feet and he went to the land of the children of the east. The Rashi says that what does it mean he lifted up his feet? That since he heard such a great Besorah Tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he would be with him, his heart, his great spirit lifted up his feet now that he was filled with hope for the future. And that's what it means, that Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. Vayar vihine bir vasade vihine sham shlosha edretzon rov tzimaleha ki minha habe'er hahi yashku ha'adarim. And Yaakov saw, behold, there was a well in the field, and there were three flock of sheep gathering around it, because this is where the shepherds would water their flock. So Evan Yedola al pi aver, there's a great stone on the mouth of the well. V'nesfu shama kol ha'adarim v'galu es ha'avin mi'al pi ha'be'er v'hishku es ha'tzon. Rashi explains that even though the pasuk is written in the present tense, it's really speaking about the future tense. So what it says is that the shepherds would gather them, all the flocks would gather together, and together they would roll this big stone off of the covering of the well, which is covering the well, and then they would go and water the flocks. And then they would return the stone back to the mouth of the well. Vayomer lahem Yaakov, achai, me'ayin atem. Yaakov said to them, my brothers, where are you from? Vayomru mecharon anachnu. And they said to him, we are from Charon. Vayomer lahem hayedatem es Lavan ben Nachor, vayomer yadanu. And he said, would you know Lavan, the son of Nachor? And they said, yes, we know him. Vayomer lahem hashalom lo, and he said to them, is all well with him? Vayomer shalom, vihini Rachel bito ba'a im hatzon. They said to him, yes, peace is with him. And here is his daughter Rachel coming with the flocks of sheep. Vayomer hen od hayom gadol lo es ha'sev ha'mikne. He said, why would she be coming now? It's still time for the flocks to graze. It isn't time for to bring it in and take them home. Hashku atzon ulechu ru'u. Go water the sheep. Go out and shepherd. Yomru lo nuchal asha yasfu kol adam v'galu esha ha'evin me'al pi aber. They said, we cannot until all of the flocks come together so that we can roll the stone from the mouth of the well. Rashi adds that the stone was too large, so they couldn't roll the stone off of the mouth of the well without everybody's help. V'hishkinu hatzon, and then we can water the sheep. Odenu medaber imam, he was still talking to them. V'rachel ba'a imatzon, and Rachel came with the sheep. Asher la'avia ki ro'ahi, that they were her father's sheep because she was a shepherdess. Vayhi kasher ra'a Yaakov es Rachel bas Lavan achi imo es tzon Lavan achi imo, that when it happened that he saw Rachel, the daughter of Lavan, the brother of his mother, meaning his uncle, and the sheep of Lavan, who is his uncle. Vayigash Yaakov vayagil es ha'evin mi'al pi ha'be'er v'yashak es ha'tzon Lavan achi imo. And he rolled the stone off of the mouth of the well, and then he watered the sheep of his uncle Lavan. V'yishak Yaakov l'Rachel, and Yaakov kissed Rachel, v'yisa es kola v'yivk, and he lifted his voice up and he cried. Rashi gives two explanations about why he cried. Number one, maybe he saw Beruach HaKodesh that she, Rachel Imena, would not be buried with him. Number one, spoiler alert. Or number two, that he cried because when Eliezer, the servant of his grandfather, came, there was a lot of jewelry. There was money. And he had nothing. Why? Because Eliphaz, son of Esau, was coming after him to kill him. And since Eliphaz grew up with Yitzchak, so he was able to bargain with him and said, you know, what am I supposed to do? My father wants me to kill you. But Yaakov says, well, if you grew up with Yitzchak, so then you know the klal that an ani is chashuv kames, a poor person is as if he is dead. So what you should do is take all of my money, and then it'll be like I'm dead, and your father will be happy also. Yagid Yaakov l'Rachel ki achi avihu, and Yaakov told Rachel that he is her cousin. He is the relative achi aviyah. Rashi says the relative of her father. V'chi ben Rivka hu v'taratz v'tagel aviyah. He is the son of Rivka, and she ran to go tell her father. Rashi says, why is it that we repeat his relation twice? That he is a relative of her father, the son of Rivka. Rashi says, well, it depends on how Lavan is going to react. If he's going to react in a way which is as a trickster and as a swindler to try to get him, well, then I'm your relative. But if he comes bekashas, well, then I'm the son of Rivka, who was a kasher person despite growing up amongst all these shady characters. Rashi asks, why did she want to go tell her father? Didn't we see the last time that Rivka Aminu went to go tell her mother? But her mother had passed away, so that's why she told her father. Vayhi chishmo alavan es shema Yaakov ben achoso vayaraz likraso vayichabek lo vayinashek lo vayavio el beso. And it was when Lavan heard that Yaakov, the son of his sister, had come, he ran to greet him, he hugged him, he kissed him, and then he brought him into the tent. Vayisaper lelavan es kol hadivarim ha'ela. And he told Lavan all of these things. Rashi says, what's this tremendous show of affection that Lavan is demonstrating? He runs to greet him, he hugs him, he kisses him. So each clause is Lavan looking for money, because he remembered that when the Eved came, he had lots of money. So he ran to greet him thinking there was money, saw no money. He hugged him thinking maybe he had some money on him, that if he hugged him, he would feel it. He kissed him thinking maybe he has some gems in his mouth. Nope, nothing going on. And he brings him into the tent. And then he tells Lavan that, oh, I had money, but my nephew Eliphaz mugged me on the way, and I was running away from Esav, his father. And so as a result, I've got nothing. Vayomer lo Lavan, ach atzmi uvesari ata. So Lavan says, you are my flesh and my flesh and bone. We say flesh and blood in English. In Hebrew, he says, you are my bone and my flesh. And he dwelled with him for a month. Rashi, commenting on the fact that the word ach is usually used as a mute, says, well, okay, well, you know, like, the only thing is that you're my flesh and bone. So as a result, normally I wouldn't take anybody into the house, but ach, but because you happen to be flesh and bone, normally this is my rule. However, this is the exclusion. You're my flesh and bone, so you can stay for a month. Rashi says, but it wasn't such a great sidkus because he still had him shepherding his sheep at that time as well. Vayomer Lavan leYaakov, hachi ya'achi ata, v'vatani chinam, hagidali ma maskratecha. Just because you're my relative, why should that mean that you should work for me for free? Tell me, what should be your payment? Ululavan shtebanos, shem hagadol aleya, v'shem hakatana Rachel. Lavan had two daughters. The name of the older one was Leah, and the name of the younger one was Rachel. Ve'ene Leah rakos, v'Rachel haisa yafas toar, v'yafas mare. And Leah's eyes were weak, and Rachel was yafas toar, yafas mare. It was beautiful of, Rashi says, beautiful of, her face was beautiful, and her features were beautiful as well.